This is Wrench Nation. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. Wrench Nation Car Talk. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Hey, that's us. Hey, Frank. Nice to see you two times in one day.
What is happening, baby? This is the Wrench Nation Car Talk Show.
You were just here 10 hours ago.
That's right. We love each other.
This is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Of course, this is our phone number, 480-655-8870. If there is anything at all wrong with your car, or if you're looking to sell your car and you're wondering if you should, because maybe it's the right time or the wrong time, Frank can answer your questions here, 480-655-8870. And I'm also starting to learn, so I sometimes can answer things too.
But before we get started.
Yes, sir.
All the listeners right now.
All the listeners.
They know what to do. They know to pull over.
Uh-huh.
Because we've got a prize, people. Ooh. And we're not messing around. If you can text Wrench, W-R-E-N-C-H, to 480-655-8870. Guess what we're bribing you with today?
What's today's prize?
We got a $100 Cabela's gift card.
Wow.
Man. We ain't messing around.
And all you have to do is text Wrench to 480-655-8870. Before the end of the show, we will call a lucky winner back, and you will win the $100 Cabela's gift card.
Right, and we should let the folks know, here on Wrench Nation, we are a community, which just means that there are some perky perks with the Wrench Posse.
Okay, what are some of those perky perks,
Well, some of the
Frank?
Perks is you'll never go alone and worry about finding a good garage. I've got guys and gals as a network across the country.
Yep.
We've got listeners in California. We've got listeners in Virginia. I am talking to you
all over
peoples
America.
All over. So really, it's about a one-on-one. The other thing, too, is you guys may have questions offline. We're on Twitter. We're going to give you an answer through a live Periscope right from the garage. Man, can we get some clapping? Is this working?
Yeah, you're hooked up.
Am I hooked up? Where's the clappity clap?
The applause.
No, it's not.
Oh, I got to turn it on.
All right, so
the switch is
bottom line is, you guys know you've been listening to the show for 20 some odd weeks. We are grateful to have you guys, and we are Car Care Community and Wrench Posse. If you text Wrench to that 480-655-8870, you're going to be that much more closer. And you're also going to have some special access. We've got some great car show community events coming up.
We're going to have to go out to the one we did last year in February. Concours in the Hills.
There's a lot of events. So
that was
you guys
awesome.
Will be our special guests, as well as there will be the opportunity for in-studio special guests. So, and that's the Wrench Posse. You're going to get empowerment behind car care. You'll never go alone. You're going to get special VIP access. You're going to get in studio. And today, if you text Wrench, W-R-E-N-C-H, we're giving away a $100 gift card to Cabela's, man. You can't get any better.
480-655-8870. Yesterday, my birthday.
Yeah.
Had a great birthday.
All right.
Had lots of cake, lots of candy, lots of good stuff. We had roast beef mashed potatoes. What's this?
I got you something.
Well, yeah. You remember those orange gloves you gave me months ago?
Them?
I put them on yesterday. I was walking around telling people I'm going to give them prostate exams.
No, man. We don't want.
That's not what they're for?
No. That's to keep your nails squared. If you break down on the side of the road, pull out gloves. You look like a respectable mechanic going out there. Now, I have a little birthday gift
for
Steve.
This?
I figured because it's your celebrating a birthday
right?
the last couple days, and because of our current situation with mosquitoes, I want to get this up. We are using the Mevo camera.
I have seen some mosquitoes.
All right. I have the insect repelling super band for you. Here you go. Bam.
Do I wear this around my neck?
You wear that around your wrist. I want you
Do
to
you
test
really?
It. I want you to test it. And let us know next
super
week if it actually works.
Mosquitoes.
And we'll just give them away like candy. I've got a few of these. Of course, if you call in with your car care questions, we do have all kinds of gift certificates. I bought you some York peppermint patties.
Oh, my goodness.
It's mushy mush right now.
And we need to put this in the freezer
you got
for
some
a while.
York peppermint
put
patties.
This in the, put this in the sunshine? You didn't use the air conditioning in your car on the
I
way over?
I know. But I wanted to get you, you know, it's
well,
all,
thank you. It's
all
thought
about
that counts.
The spirit. And on today's show, you
like
guys got to know, every week we bring you some interesting topics.
Right.
And, of course, if you have car care conundrum, you guys know, call in if you got an AC issue, if your brakes are squeaking. Perhaps there's a check engine light coming on. Maybe you've got some hesitation issues. Maybe you've taken your car somewhere and they said, hey, you need a whole college semester equivalent of repairs. So give us a call, 480-655-8870. And before we get into the show topic, we have to do a little shout-out music.
Oh, yeah, we got the shout music right. From Animal House.
That's right, and we're giving a shout-out. You guys got to know, today's the last day. You probably got 1 hour left. But one more shout-out. August is Car Care Month. Car Care Brake Safety Awareness Month. You guys got to know, you can get free brake pads at NARPRO.com. These neighborhood automotive repair professionals, they're going to install free brake pads. If you need it, you pay for labor, and you also pay for any additional parts that you may need to have. So that's got, well, we got an hour or so for those garages that are today's last day. So NARPRO, NARPRO.com. Yep. And I got to tell you, if you by chance, oh gosh, that valuable owner's manual, we preach it to you all the time. The owner's manual is going to be your sort of pilot to what your car needs. You guys need to be aware of Car Care Council nationally, carcare.org. You can actually type in your year, make, and model, get all that information. It is absolutely pretty cool information. So carcare.org and NARPRO, our shout outs. Yeah, that's what we're talking right here on the Wrench Nation Radio Show. I'm feeling a winning spirit for our shout outs.
Now, I'm also feeling a winner if you text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. Today, you join the Wrench Nation posse. You get to know all about Wrench Nation stuff. And today, before 5 o'clock, we're going to call one of our Wrench Nation posse members back that text wrench today, and we're going to give them a $100 Cabela's gift card.
That's right. Tell a friend. You know how we do here. This is a community, guys. And so on today's show, I figured we just dive into some of the antiquities of a vehicle. In other words, some of the stuff that the features are no longer available in your vehicle. Features like a good old fashioned bench seat.
Oh, well, what about, I love the old bench seat.
Yeah, the bench seat.
Yeah, and you used to be able to like take them out and use them like in my Fort when I was a kid. Yeah,
well, the bench seat is a classic. And I think we need to bring the bench seat back.
Because when you were making sweet love,
when you were on your first date, come on, we all know we got to be a little intimate. But on today's show, we're going to talk about those features that are no longer available in our cars, and we miss them with all this technology. We're going to dive into
What I miss?
What do you
miss? I miss the rear-facing seat in the station wagons back in the 70s. Remember that?
I do.
I mean, those were so dangerous, I guess.
Like a rumble seat.
Yeah, my dad had that and faced the back, and all the kids just loved it because we were just going backwards on the road. We'd be seeing people behind me waving.
Yeah.
You know? I love that.
This was the spirit of driving.
We need to have that back again.
We may just design. We may just get a Volkswagen. But I want to introduce to the people, you guys know that we're on Twitter, at Wrench Nation. You can certainly get on there. Show us some love if you've got some questions. We love your retweets, and we want to thank you guys for joining our community. We do have a YouTube channel, and today we're introducing the Mevo camera. So if you're watching this on the replay someday on YouTube,
ooh, cool. Hi,
it's
Mevo.
A new introduction. Mevo allows us to kind of just switch angles, and so, you know, a bunch of mechanics getting technological. So there you have it.
Are you ready to take the first question of the day? We're already getting a text.
I think we should bring the questions. We are here to serve the people.
This is a text at 480-655-8870. If you have a question, you can call or text. Guy says that he has a Honda Accord 1998. Just wants to know, is there anything special on it he should watch out for keeping this vehicle maintained?
Absolutely. So if that 98 is 100,000 miles or plus, I always tell you guys that the 100,000 mile mark, that is the 55-year-old going in. There's going to be a different yearly visit to the doctor.
Sure.
Now, Honda makes a great product. So I would just tell you, not knowing the mileage, 100,000 mile, if it's got a timing belt, boom, time to get that thing done.
Okay.
If it's not been done, that's a problem. You can bend the valves on a lot of these Japanese imports. You may want to give it a tune-up. If that hasn't been done, that's at about that 105,000 mile mark. And basically, I would tell you, it is extremely imperative that you, every visit, 100,000 mile above, especially people, you need to be probing your mechanic and saying a couple things. One, I want to know about my safety on my little Honda.
Okay.
And number two, I want to know about what's due. I want to plan financially so I don't have any surprises. I want to know about my battery. I don't want a battery problem, and I want to know about it now. So really just give it some love. If you got 100K plus, if you have any questions, you can get on Twitter or you can get on Facebook. Rock on, we appreciate you asking us about your 98 Honda Accord.
And you can always call 480-655-8870 during Wrench Nation or text us your question just like that guy did, 480-655-8870. We'll be back with more Wrench Nation here next on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870. Car Talk. Car culture. Car tips. Car music. All that is car.
You know, you lucked out and haven't gotten the cold, have you?
I don't know. I've been loading up on vitamin C and 5-weight 20 oil.
It's going around, Frank. It's going around. It's cold. Is, and I'm still like getting
You're
over it.
It was
like a week ago. I'm starting to feel it come on. And now a week later, I'm better, but I'm still coughing here.
Relapse, man. You got to eat up a little.
You
got to
rest. I'm not going to eat that until it freezes. I love York patties, but this would be like really scary. He brought me York peppermint patties.
I bought them peppermint
and they're
patties.
Really melted.
You know, it's okay. Everybody likes.
Exactly.
If you really get like risque, you can just open that up and just all over your mouth. Nobody's
just
watching.
Wipe it all over.
Wipe it
yeah.
all off. So remember, guys, we're giving away $100 Cabela's gift card.
All you got to do is text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. We'll pick somebody at the end of the show. 480-655-8870. It's my cough coming.
That's all right.
655-8870 is the phone number here at Wrench Nation. Cough Nation for me. If you want to be a member of the Wrench Posse, and of course, you'll start getting some Wrench Nation benefits, prizes, information, all that good stuff.
That's right.
480-655-8870.
And you know, Steve, we got to recognize our podcast listeners. Okay. You guys rock. I definitely want to recognize the podcast listeners. That was half a clap.
Right? Uh-huh.
You know, we've been growing a podcast movement, the Wrench Nation. We're a small show. We're not big Hollywood and shiny bells and whistles. But we do have a lot of spirit, and we are very passionate about helping
you
out.
Yeah, thanks for all the downloads. Wow.
Absolutely. So rock on. We appreciate you guys. Now, listen, on today's show, we talked about a particular topic that means a lot to many of us.
Okay.
Now, even if you're a younger, first-time driver, I'm sure you heard maybe dad or grandpa, grandpa, papa. What do you call your grandpa?
I called him grandpa.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
Popo?
In North Dakota, it was just grandpa.
Everybody has nicknames.
Yeah, just grandpa and grandma.
But you may have heard the people in the family say, man, I wish this was on the car. And one of those things, I'm just going to bring out one of the biggest things, Steve, and the manufacturers have really had to say, wait a minute, we got to rethink this.
Right.
Everything now is push button.
Sure
push.
It is.
It's
well, you know, even
it's
my
push.
My gear shift is now a dial. Yeah. I turn a dial.
You turn, yeah.
I don't even have a gear shift
I don't
anymore.
Know what happened. You know what I think happened? I think the microwave industry got together with the car industry. Because microwaves, when they came out,
right.
You just pushed it, bam, it cooked a minute, bam. That was the beginning of ADD. That's
sure.
when attention deficit disorder started. It wasn't because of gaming. It was because of the microwave. When we could start cooking our food, bam, within a minute, that's it. We need it fast.
Exactly. So everything has to be fast now.
Right. And so with all this great technology,
sure.
oh gosh, we miss a few things. And we talked about the bench seats. You know, the last American production
right.
model car to offer a bench seat was a good old Chevy Impala. Go figure. The Chevy Impala, the legendary Impala.
But there's still
they were the last ones with the bench seat.
The pure bench. Because there's still like my mom's van has sort of a bench in the back.
Well, I'm yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's not
that's
the same thing because it's still got a little bit of the bucket and you know.
That's the cargo van.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, how's mom doing
but
by
as far
the way?
As the car mom's doing really good.
Yeah. Mom likes to drive.
She does.
She's a driver.
She does.
Yeah. Did you have any stories about bench seat journeys? Maybe?
You know what? Not that I can share.
Hide any jelly beans or
no bench seats. I mean, I remember them. I remember them in several of my dad's cars.
Right.
I have had nothing but my first car was a Ford Escort.
Oh,
that was a terrible car.
Yeah, the Escort.
I used to be like it was like only 6 years old, and it would stall.
Right.
And I'd have to literally take the gas can, go out and pour the gas in the carburetor. My friend would have to push it and we'd have to start
it. Yeah.
That was
like pre-microwave. I'm
right.
telling you, the microwave changed everything.
Right. Exactly.
Everything. And cars got better.
It was pre-microwave, matter of fact.
People got better. We ended up doing more, and that's how we right. acquired the attention deficit situation. But another thing, we talk in bench seats that you need a lot more you can do with bench seats. We won't talk about on air here. This is a clean show. Sorry, our podcast listeners. We know the podcast listeners.
Yeah, well,
like
there we don't get fined.
We don't get fined. But another thing that's missing, and this is going way back, people, but I would love to see a car today come back with some sexy tail fins.
Oh,
I think if we had, let's think about
what car you could put tail fins
like
on
today. Like, you wouldn't do a Chevy Cavalier with tail fins.
No, but no. You could do it on the Camaro.
I think so.
You could do it on the Camaro. I would not do it on a Charger.
I'm talking big tail
fins.
But
I would do it on a Camaro.
I'm talking like Gas Monkey garage tail
fins. A Corvette, could you? You could.
You could.
You could do it on a Corvette.
Now, there's all kinds of things you can do in the aftermarket world. Right. There's a ton of great custom performance folks. But, man, I'm talking about like 1948 Cadillac tail fin. That sucker was so big. You know, you almost, that thing looked like a sail fin in the back.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. Right?
You know, and so there's so many things that are missing. One of the other items, and I know a lot of our moms are on here, and they've driven these passenger cars, and they're all saying, you know what? I wish I had a spacious trunk. Remember the old trunks?
Oh, huge.
What's the old legendary shows? What, we got Casino?
Sure.
I mean, I'm not saying do anything like that.
No, throw people dead bodies in the trunk?
I think if we bought back big trunks, I think supermarkets would, I think that the stock would increase because we're going to buy more.
My uncle had a Plymouth with a trunk that was huge.
It was. The kids, hey, kids, go play. Hey, kids, we're going to San Diego. Go in the trunk and play. And we used to play in a trunk.
Sure.
We didn't worry about kidnappings. We used to just
play. Let's all go to the store. We don't have enough room for the kids. Throw them in the trunk.
We would be, it would be like Steve.
It's somehow we all lived, by the way.
Steve, if you do well in school today,
you can ride in the trunk.
You get to play in the trunk.
And that would be a plus for you.
Yeah. Why not? Exactly. So another thing that a lot of folks will probably, you're driving a vehicle. Right. I know where your spare tires, but what about a full-size spare?
Oh, I hate those small spares.
Those small, now you don't get a spare in a lot of occasions.
You know what? Really?
No, man, because they want, look, we got to increase.
I haven't even looked if there's a spare in my truck. I imagine it's under.
It's like.
And that's got to be full-size. You cannot put a small mini tire on a truck that has 20-inch tires.
Well, a lot of the full-size trucks will have a very generic Sanford and Son looking. Okay. Full size, but it's, a steel rim. It's nothing sexy. Sure. Now, of course, you can change all that on the trucks. There's a lot of options for that. But I'm just talking to all of our passenger car people. You need to go out there and check the spare. If you just bought the vehicle and the guy said, my grandma owned it and I got a spare, and you don't have a spare and you break down, it's a problem. But know that
I've been there.
The spare, they call it a donut for a reason.
Oh.
It's a rinky-dink little thing. And now the new cars, you got a little, it's like hair gel.
Right.
It's in a bottle with a little spritzer. And instead of giving you a tire, it's a gel. And the gel you squirt, it's like a stop leak.
Okay.
It's chemicals. Stuff happening in
the tire.
Well,
I've had those, I'm telling you, it's tire like hair inflators. Yeah. I've had those cans of tire inflator stuff.
Right.
Looks like a shaving can. Like a can of shaving cream, and you hook up the wire and the little tube to the air thing called?
That's your
what's
Schrader,
thing
your tire nozzle, Schrader.
Okay, my tire nozzle, you Schrader, hook it up to that, so, yeah. You push the button, it goes, and it expands in there.
It expands, it
and
does
then,
that.
Then, what? I bet you hate that when people bring those tires to you and they want to repair them and it's full of that crap.
Well, that stuff, that stuff can be explosive.
Oh.
Let me just say this, since we're on the topic. You know, we like to have a lot of fun, but if you
fix
do.
Fix a flat, that's what they call
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you have any of that dippity-doo, fix-it-a-flatty stuff, and you broke down, you got to get to the next deal, and you put that in there, and it worked successfully. Make sure you tell your tire guy or your mechanic that, hey, I put this stuff in it. Because it's not common, but it can happen when you get that innocent mechanic. And by the way, hug a mechanic. He's going to go in there and work it, and if there's some sparks in the tire machine. And so just be aware of it. That stuff is flammable. It's explosive.
Absolutely.
So just let your local mechanic.
But sometimes that might be the only choice you have to get that thing back on the road safely.
Well,
and get it to the fix-it shop. Now, I tell you one thing I was guilty of.
All right.
I once put one of those donut tires. I told you the story about the Scion of me traveling to San Diego.
You broke all the rules.
I drove that donut tire 350 miles.
I have to say something.
What?
I just got to tell you something. I just have to tell you, I did the
you
same.
You hit me there. You did the same thing?
Before I even started wrenching.
Wow.
I started wrenching in 1990.
Sure.
All right. So I got a car. I was in the military. I'll tell you a quick story. All right.
And remember, guys, you can call in 480-655-8870 with your questions. We're giving away the $100 Cabela's gift card.
Yeah, you got a text wrench.
You got a text wrench to join the wrench posse. But so here I am. I was in the military. When you're in the military, you never had a car before. You know, that's a guarantee for a lot of salespeople.
Right.
They got a guaranteed paycheck. We can sell them a car. So sure. I had a Suzuki Swift. It was an older Swift. It's my first car. I was in love. I don't care what kind of first car you get. You're going to love it. Except a Ford Escort.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't going to love a Ford Escort. So I'm driving this thing, and I got a flat tire, and I had to travel to Reno.
Okay.
And, you know, quite frankly, I was basically gas tank to gas tank. In other words, paycheck to paycheck.
Right, you didn't have any money.
Gas tank.
It's like, I can't afford another tire.
Exactly. So I got the spare, and I rode it. Not only did I ride it beyond it was not supposed to do 70
right.
on a spare.
Oh, yeah, I was going 95.
In the middle of nowhere, in Reno, on some, and I rode, I think, 500 miles.
Yeah, sure.
I broke the
rules. And you made it.
I made it.
Wow.
I was a little scarred, though. But wow. I think what helped me was ramen noodles. I had a lot of ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles.
Hey, yes, sir.
17 cents.
That's it. So, you know, we're talking about some of the items that are missing from your vehicle, no longer manufactured. Now we're going way back, almost way back to like tail fin era.
Okay.
How many of you guys remember the classic horn ring? It wasn't a pushy, bumpy thing. It was a ring.
My grandma's 68 Ford LTD, had that.
It was a separate function.
Yes.
It was proud.
You're right. It had it on the inside of the steering wheel.
It was standalone.
Yes. My God, I haven't thought about that in 40 years.
They paid a horn engineer.
That was five.
This is when horn engineers.
Right.
Horn engineers. Get it right. Not horny. Horn engineers.
Okay.
That was a proud profession.
Sure.
He developed and designed the horn ring.
Wow.
He took pride. He went home to his wife and said, honey, we just designed it.
Like we
horn.
Needed it.
Well, back then, everything was all about the glam.
Yeah.
The mechanical.
So it looked
function.
Cool inside,
back,
right?
Look, back in the day, as drivers, we wanted to be a part of the mechanical function, right?
Right.
We wanted to push that lever. So that horn ring was originally considered a safety feature. It was a convenience style device, you know, and.
What we need to have is one of those auga horns.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Auga.
Like yeah. That. You just download you and you get out there and you can do it. Bam. Everything is doable. Just go to YouTube.
Auga.
Right. So.
Why do my eyes do that when I do auga? Auga.
I don't know, but your eyes was pretty wide on
auga.
That one.
Auga.
Yes. The horn ring was designed so that both hands could remain on the wheel. That was the design, right?
Right.
So both hands, left, right, hold wheel, like the old school driving YouTube videos from the 60s.
Okay.
YouTube was around in the
sure.
60s.
You're supposed to hold that 10 and 2. Just like Dr. Pepper.
Hey, that's it. Bam. Look
thank
at
you very much.
I like that. You knew about the 10 and 2.
I do know the 10 and 2.
So if you were.
I never used it, but I know it.
If you were to take your hand off.
Right.
I thought back then with these big tank-like vehicles.
Right.
With no airbags.
Oh, they were huge and no power steering.
No power steering.
No.
I'm telling you, the horn engineer was the man.
Right.
He figured it all out. He convinced the national government, we need a horn ring because it's safety. Now.
Well, that's bad because you're taking your hand off the 10 and 2.
You are. I know. So that's what I'm saying.
That thing in there.
We need to bring back the horn ring. That's what I'm saying.
All right,
people.
The horn ring. Bring horn back ring. The horn ring. We're gonna pick it today. All right, we'll be back with more Wrench Nation here at 480-655-8870. If you have any questions, maybe there's something you miss about classic cars that you'd love to see brought back. We want to know, 480-655-8870. Plus, we're giving away that Cabela's $100 gift card. All you have to do is text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. You'll get information on how to become a member of the Wrench Posse, and we will pick a winner by the end of the show here on 88.7 The Pulse. You know, I've never yet taken an Uber or a Lyft.
Oh.
Never done it.
It's practical.
I still call taxi cabs.
What?
I called cabs.
No,
I had to get picked up. One day I went and took my new truck.
Right.
To get the Inyati spray in bed liner.
Not you. Go, look at you go.
Yeah. Okay.
You got
my spray in.
You're living life.
Love the Inyati. Beautiful. And I had the nice coat on it. Just beautiful when it's washed up.
Yeah.
But it's very cool. And when I did that, I actually called a cab to pick me up and take me back home.
No, man. You got to get with the program.
What's so special about Uber and Lyft?
You can find out. I know his name. I know where he's coming from. I know the color of his car. And
yeah, but I can call discount cab and then the cab's coming.
I don't know. Maybe, look, we got listeners. Maybe they can call and say, is it
we're
going
to put all these cab companies out of business.
Well,
because they can always start Ubering or Lyfting.
I agree. What are you going to do? Look at full electric vehicles, hybrid vehicles. Somebody's going to call in. So let's just make a random poll.
Yeah, somebody call in 480-655-8870. Convince me why I should take a Lyft or an Uber.
Yeah, or
as opposed to a cab.
Yeah, right. Find out why. Yeah, exactly. So we are going to continue journeying this whole topic. And I got to tell you, a big shout out to mentalfloss.com.
Mental Floss?
Mentalfloss.com. You know, that's where we're getting our material today. I want to give them shout outs from time to time. We'll sort of repurpose in our own unique way on the show. And so I want to give shout outs to Mental Floss. That's where we're getting a lot of this information. So if you guys want to dive in further to those items that are missing on your vehicle that you'd love to have back, get on to mentalfloss.com.
Hey, before we do that, we do have Lake on the phone from Gilbert. Has a question about his tires. Lake, hello.
Lake.
Hi, yes.
What's your question, Lake?
Yeah, I was calling to see if it's better to buy like a, because I have one tire that's pretty bald. Is it better to buy like a new tire or used okay? Or what's the best thing to do?
No, I'm not an advocate for used tires. I mean, be honest with you. I know that money can be tight for some folks, you know. New is the way to go. If it is tight, I would just tell you, if you're going to dance for a short period in the arena of a used tire, make sure you check the born-on date. In other words, there is an expiration, people, on tires, typically good for about 5 years. Most people don't realize that. Like your favorite beer, bam, there's a born-on date. Make sure that used tire isn't expired. It's really temporary. I'm not an advocate for it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I actually bought I bought some used tires a few years back. I was a little short on money. I said, you know what? I got to check on a better budget, and I went over, and I got some halfway decent ones, but you really want to check the tread, check the tire, make sure it's not cracking.
So, Blake,
if you have to do that and save some money, I mean, you know, just you kind of got to judge it with safety and say, hey, that tire looks like it's a good tire, and is it a place you trust? Have you been there before? That's the question.
Look, the thing about it is this. Blake, I don't want to find out that you went out and bought a video Nintendo gaming system or something like that and didn't get tires properly. Right. So tires are a priority, people. It is, I got to tell you,
safety.
One of the key ingredients for all of the deaths on the freeway is blown up tires from lack of maintenance and wear and old tires. So buy new tires. And I got tire people. If you're looking for tire people, let me know, Blake. Thanks for calling.
All right. Yeah, so more about things we miss on classic cars.
Well, I tell you, this is a pet peeve of mine. And yep. I'll just tell you straight up. You know, I miss the audible turn signals. In other words, I like the clicking. So I'm old, man. My memory's going. I don't remember what I did. I don't
That's
focus.
Funny.
I got ADD.
That's
so when the thing goes to the left, it just sits there and...
Yep. When I was a kid, we used to call them. Oh, there you go. Almost like that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we used to play like, you know, we used to pretend like we were driving like cars and buses and stuff.
Yeah.
And we would turn, we would go dink, go dink, dink, go dink. There was almost a little rhythm to it in a car.
So
like the old Fords, the old like Ford Fairmonts.
Now listen,
dink,
if you
go dink.
Wait a minute. If you grew up in California,
dink, go,
was
dink.
North Dakota. In California, you couldn't do that dinky doke doke.
Dink go dink.
No, man.
That's what it was, no. Frank. I'm telling you.
No. You can't be doing a dinky doke with the turn signal. Dink. So audible turn signals, I think a lot of folks will agree, these newer cars, listen, I love the technology, but I don't remember, and then like minutes later, it'll give me like a melody, like a Stevie Wonder melody. It'll sing to me that it's on. And yeah, exactly. So in the old days, the sound was more of a tink-a-tink.
See, that was tink-a-tink-a-dink-a-dink.
A tink-a-tink. Bam, right there.
It was like this.
You need to
Just made a ding-o-dink because we were five.
All right, so
we couldn't
go.
Do this.
So the audible click, I like the click because it's, again, I miss that whole, I want to interact with my mechanical situation.
Sure.
So.
And that way, if you forgot it was on.
It was on.
Right. You forgot it. You knew it. And now you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, your bell, that same one that used the seatbelt, will go boom, boom.
I'm telling you.
And it says, oh, my direction light's on.
All right. So I'm sure you guys would agree. The noisy turn signal works.
Right.
So remember, guys, call in because Steve is a bit confused. Maybe there's some other people out there.
Ding.
He's saying that is it Uber, Lyft, or do we taxi?
Yeah, somebody call me and talk about that. 480-655-8870. I've never taken an Uber or Lyft. I still take taxis. Even though I know about Uber and Lyft, I've heard that like they charge you outrageous amounts of money, like on New Year's Eve. Like you go 4 miles, you pay like $6,000 or something. You know, it's based on demand at the time or something. Well, when I'm on a cab, I know that I'm paying this much for the first mile and this much for every mile after that and this much waiting. So how are Uber and Lyft different?
Well, I'm going to hopefully have somebody call in, one of our Ranch Nation listeners. We need to school Steve on
school
Uber.
Me.
Hey, and you know what? If you're a taxi guy and you're listening to the show and you say, you know what? You guys, I'm calling in. I represent the taxi industry. It's a big problem.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something. It's a big problem enough to where New York City, for all our New York City peeps out there, it's not a joke. When you have a taxi, you got to pay the equivalent of a liquor license.
Right.
Big money.
And the airport, you know, licenses companies to go on site.
Yeah.
Uber and Lyft allowed to go there?
We're going
to
do a whole show on that.
We need to do
We're
that.
We're going
to
do we a whole show.
We need to get some drivers and some information on that.
But for now, we are talking about those items that are missing from your vehicle that are no longer available that, gosh, we want these things back. And I've got another thing, and it's really just sort of representative of all of your dash functions, the door handles, things like that.
Oh, yeah, the real handles.
We want knobs. We like knobs.
Yeah, sure.
Again, I go back to microwave theory.
Right.
Microwaves, well, maybe the old 1970 model, the big, looked like a refrigerator microwave.
Sure. Well, grandma, the first microwave they had in the early 80s had the knobs.
Yep. They had knobs.
Had the turn dial.
Right.
And the knob, except it wasn't the little digital buttons.
And it took an hour to cook popcorn.
Yep, and it didn't even have a digital timer. It was literally you turned it and that was the timer.
I think people were being fooled. I think somebody made it, I don't think those were microwaves.
What do you think they were?
I think they were
a
fancy
big dryer?
Ovens.
An oven. Oh.
No, because today, man, you cook stuff in 5 seconds. We got the meal done. But
TVs used to have knobs too, Frank.
I know, but we need knobs. I want to be able to turn a knob. Now, on all these cars now, you got push this, screen that, look at
you
this.
You still have knobs for like air conditioning.
Oh, it's going away. A lot of these cars have the push thingies, you know?
Yeah,
like
a lot do. I mean, I have a 2015. I still got an air conditioning little knob.
A lot of them is on
like
the
that.
Horn. I want
I
a lot of knobs.
Horn stuff,
I want to go back to like airplane stuff, like airplane knobs.
Really? So you got to do your checklist before you get going on the road?
Do you remember the old clock?
Yeah.
You had a knob.
Right.
And you had to set the minutes.
Okay. Yes, you did.
And
you
if you had a fancy car,
sure,
you could set time zones. If you were highfalutin, like sales guy, you coast to coast travel.
With a knob?
You needed a knob with the clock. And you could time zone that.
I don't know if I'm with you on the knobs.
I don't know.
I think the knobs have gone. I think that's good. I think the knobs would fall off and you had to grab a knob from somewhere else. I'm not with you on the knobs.
I don't know. It's just me.
It was a personal thing.
It was.
I do have a knob, though, to turn my, to go from drive and park. I have the knob. I don't have a stick.
Steve.
Yes.
It was my childhood.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry to destroy your childhood dreams.
It was just terrible.
But I think the knobs.
Everything had knobs.
Dingo.
I'm saying we bring knobs back, man. That's just the bottom line. With our cars, with our families. I think Christmas time, we should wear shirts with knobs on it. I'm just saying, I like knobs.
Well, forget the flusher. We're knobbing it instead. So, you know.
I'm telling you.
We don't need that on the toilet.
I had a rough time, man, when I was growing
up. Lots of knobs.
Lots of knobs.
Yeah, to have knobs everywhere.
So there you have. There's some of the things. If you guys can think of anything. And if you're listening to this later on the podcast, we'd love your comments. And by the way, if you're on the podcast, give us a little review. Give us a shout out. I guess that's how it works on podcasting.
What about the 8-track in the car?
Or the
CB.
I know Mama Leone, call Mama Leone's listening.
Yeah.
She loves the show and she calls in periodically.
Was she one of those CBers?
No.
Breaker 19, this is Mama Leone.
No, she was quiet.
You got your ears on.
Before Volkswagen had the little flowers in the center of the Beetle.
In the center?
Well, yeah, really? You buy a Volkswagen Beetle and you have a little flower. And it's a little respectable flower sticking up in the middle.
Okay.
Mama Leone. She had silk flowers in the rearview mirror. She was way before time.
All right.
Now, she did have an 8-track system.
Oh.
And again, I was damaged by the situation with Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow. Which song?
Here you come. 9 to 5.
9 to 5 is a great song.
Mama Leone would play 9 to 5. She loved 9 to 5. In fact, it got so bad. To me, it sounded like 24/7. That's what it sounded like. So absolutely 8-tracks. I mean, I don't know if we could pull that off. I mean, some of us wish.
Yeah, somebody just texted in 8-track players. They miss those.
Yeah, I mean, I think what it is, people, is we want to be involved mechanically. Like we want, like today.
Right.
Think about a blender.
Okay.
We don't want to. We don't want to like a touchscreen.
for think about
no,
it.
No, you got to have the button.
I want to, and then I want to feel it. I want a level 8. I want a level 9. I want to feel
the
blender.
Sure, right. Puree.
So if you're listening, chop. Elon Musk with Tesla, if you're listening, I want knobs in the Tesla. I want knobs in the Model S. Give me my due because I can't take it. I need knobs, people. And that's the situation right there.
All right, we'll be right back with more Wrench Nation. Remember, if you want to win that Cabela's $100 gift card, you have to text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. Become one of our latest members of the Wrench Posse. You'll qualify to win that card. We will announce the name of the winner by the end of the show. Text the word wrench 480-655-8870. More Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse next. All right, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to pick that winner for that Cabela's $100 gift card. All you have to do to qualify to win is text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. It's Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse. Text the word wrench, 480-655-8870. If I text you back in a little while, you are going to win that gift card from Cabela's here on Wrench Nation. All right. Frank, we have another phone caller on the line. Who is this on the phone?
My name is Jack.
Hey, Jack, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Desert Car Care Center.
Oh, what you know Jack?
Hey, Jack! Oh my goodness! As always, I gotta tell you,
yeah,
Jack.
Who's Jack?
Jack goes back. Jack was an old spaghetti Western actor. So I gotta tell the people. So Jack, give us your backstory, your history. Tell us about you were in some movies, man, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in 9 movies and 4 TV series.
Wow. This is serious, yeah. Driving a Jeep Cherokee.
Really? The same one you're driving now?
Well,
yeah, we had it painted up to look like a horse.
Oh. Was John Wayne
like
in the movie?
Coach for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Was John Wayne in there?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
No,
seriously.
I mean, Jack has been in
John Wayne and Carradine and that bunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
now,
cool.
Now you look at Jack, and Jack looks like he just landed from Neptune.
did you ever play the guy that got shot?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Now, what role did you play, Jack? What was your kind of like your forte as an actor?
Town drunk.
A town drunk?
Like that, Otis.
Wait a minute. That hasn't changed much, has it?
Now, I've been a U.S. Marshal. I've been a mountain man. I have been a town drunk.
There you go.
I've been a card player. And I've been the guy that walked across the street and almost got ran over by a stagecoach.
You've played quite a few different roles, man.
Yeah, I never got the big money roles, you know, the big publicity roles.
Well, I'll tell you what, brother. Calling in today, you got the big money role right here with Wrench Nation.
That's now, right. Frank's writing you a check for 50 cents.
Yeah, there you go. But I'll tell you what, Jack, for calling, and we're going to talk about your Jeep Cherokee. Well, just let the people know, Jack's been coming in for service for years.
Okay.
All right. And Jack has got a Jeep Cherokee that just developed a bottom-end engine knock.
Uh-oh.
And he came in. He's like, man, what is this? You know, I mean, he's been around. He's been around many garages. He knows what's going
on. And the car's how old? What year is it?
2001.
Is that 15 years old?
It's a 2001. And Jack instinctively, he said, man, that sounds like an engine knock, but let me have the guys check it.
Sure.
And sure enough, we confirmed. Now, what do you do? An engine knock means, you know, that's major, right?
Okay.
Now, what we did is a remedy, and I will tell you guys, if you're listening, you try this too. There's no shame and harm in this. It's all good. If you're not quite ready to put a whole motor in it, that's a whole nother topic. We'll probably do a show on that in the future. But what we did is we put some thicker oil in it, right, Jack? We put a little thicker oil, and we gave a Lucas additive to help take up the clearances in that motor to try to revive it. I mean, it's like now this motor's got one lung, Steve. It's got one lung. We got to try to keep it on one lung until it goes. And
well,
you know.
Exactly. I mean, with this age of a vehicle, is it if it's something that's gonna, are you gonna drive it just till it dies, pretty much?
Well,
at
Jack,
this point?
I mean, what do you think, Jack? I mean, you got to step back and say, okay, how long can we baby this way? What do you think? I mean, if it comes back, is that something you want to finish and get another vehicle, Jack?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out which one's going to go first, me or the vehicle.
How many miles on this thing?
I don't know, 150?
It's got some miles. And Jack has done a good job. Jack, over the years, has taken care of the vehicle. And this is what we're talking about. It's almost unfair. It reminds me, this is exactly what we're talking about. You remember the commercial with the guy running on the beach?
Sure.
He's healthy looking. He's got all that. Right. But bam,
He's got high cholesterol.
Sure.
Nobody would know it. Now, you can do everything you can to maintain your vehicle.
Right.
I'm not saying that maintaining
a
vehicle.
I still do the oil changes, everything. Yeah. But when it comes to this engine thing, well, I'm not going to put $3,000 into it for a 2001 Jeep Cherokee.
Well, it all depends on the situation. I'm favoring that would be the case, but sometimes... Right. It just depends on, we're going to talk about that in the future. I don't want to get into why we spend. Okay. We know that $1,200 to $1,500 a year is about an average spend for
sure.
a vehicle that's, you know, 50, 60,000
yeah,
miles.
At some point,
over.
At
yeah.
some point, the value of a car at that age is going to, you're going to start
yeah.
outspending, you're throwing good money after bad.
It is a point. However, it's all in the options. This is hard to grasp, people, but it's in the options. In other words, I got a vehicle. Do I want a car payment? $4,000 to $6,000 a year.
Absolutely.
Do I want to buy another $8,000 to $10,000 halfway decent used vehicle that
sure.
I may? So you really got to step back. It is almost always never about
right.
my car's not worth $1,000 to fix. You got to go back to that $1,200 to $1,500.
It's about
a year.
I'm already paid off,
right.
and now I don't want to pick up another payment.
Now we'll tell you because I believe we have Greg Buckley coming on. This
you know
segment?
We do.
So we're gonna get to Greg. Hey Jack, we're gonna actually cut you short. Stay tuned into the show. I'm going to bring you a gift card. I got some mosquito vibing things. I got stuff for you, partner.
All
Thanks
right. Thank you,
in.
Jack. All right. I think on the phone with us now is Whoa! Greg Buckley.
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
The blue hand of Delaware.
Well, all right.
Hey, first, how is everybody doing out there, huh?
Pretty good. I'm just getting over a cold. Yesterday was my birthday.
I know. I was going to say happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday
look at that.
To you.
Look at Greg.
That? Yeah, Greg.
Greg's such a great singer.
You are, brother. We appreciate that, man. Yeah.
Always kind.
You know. Right. So, listen, you guys, yeah. we got to give you an announcement. Greg Buckley, show contributor. He's been with us since day one.
Yes.
Big time. Clap on for
hey,
that.
Glad to be here. I think this show rocks.
That's right. So, we got
really
a lot of we got a lot of podcast listeners.
Great.
Lots of California, Virginia, all over the country. And I got to tell our podcast listeners, Greg Buckley, Buckley's Car Care out of Wilmington, Delaware. He is a rock star. Automotive service, award-winning service. Hey, it's okay. You know, mechanics, we like to use the word rock star. We have a little, we blend. Come on, now we fix stuff. It's in tune. We play things in tune and stuff. So, Greg, how are you doing, Papa?
I'm doing wonderful. We're getting through a heck of a busy 2 weeks here. It's just been slamming. So
yeah.
a lot of people starting to really start to put money back into the car. We're getting major engine repairs. It's just good service work. It's
nice.
Really interesting what we see coming ahead. So it's all good, and people are actually wanting to start to take care of their car now. We've been tracking it and the type of things, and we're quite surprised. But we just had here's a case in point. Now this is a pretty good example of some of the stuff that we're getting in. We have a young family who does not wish to purchase a new car. They have a Hyundai, I think, or a Kia.
Okay.
Sportage that's been sitting, not used, for the last six years.
Wow.
He came up and he told us. He says, listen, you know, I've got a young family now. I don't want any car payments. I've got this vehicle that's been sitting for 6 years. I want you to start to rehab it. We'll take our time and do it right, you know. He goes, I think I want to put this thing to work. I got a young one on the way. We go, certainly. So we're, you know, right now it's in the evaluation process.
Sure.
And we're putting a budget together for him. And we're going to start to work this thing little by little.
The first thing you're going to need new tires, I'm sure, after six years.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's no question. You got tires. You got fluids.
Sure.
What about
you
the gas for sure, right? Greg, we got absolutely. Some gas. We got to drain out the gas.
We've got to drain all of that. We want to really, you
gotta
know,
give some
redo
love.
The... Yeah, we want to make sure that the brake lines are good, all the brake fluids flush, the fluids.
Right.
That's our primary concern. And, of course, you know, check out the combustion, you know, the top end.
Right, you want to make sure the compression is still hard. Yeah, exactly.
Like that, so.
And you know, we're probably going to discover in the future, we'll do a little show, when to spend, when not to spend, and do the math on that. But, you know, we're talking today about, I don't know if you listened a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I've listened to the whole show.
Brother, we're talking features you no longer have on a vehicle.
Oh, I've been thinking.
What do you think?
And you know what you guys haven't mentioned yet?
What?
Okay.
The gear shift on the column.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you're right.
Yeah, brother.
How about that, the 3-speed on the column that we all used to just break to death because we couldn't find first or third or get back in reverse.
Well, wait a minute. I have a theory on that, and I think this may...
What's that?
I'm thinking...
the reason why we have some elevations, intoxications, and drinkings and drivings is because we became, you could not right. drink and drive with that.
No, and especially no. if you had a manual on the you on could, the wheel. Oh, no. my God.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Oh,
the
man. You,
there. You, you know, you talk it. About distracted driving right now.
Sure.
Can you know, I mean, we were so, I think we that's how we learned all our talents.
Yes.
Because we were multitasking. Imagine if we had a phone back then trying to do the 3-speed on the
yeah.
column.
Or trying and, to eat a burger. Know,
right.
Yeah.
Especially if we had our bench seat up front.
Well,
know?
You know, this is a fact.
Exactly.
I think there's some theories, but one of the things that's floating around, we got some radio people listening. Perhaps they want us to get on the satellite radio. the fact is, there was some talk, and maybe you've heard about this. GM for like 5 minutes said, we're going to eliminate AM/FM radio.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
yes.
went, like, for 2 seconds.
Well, this isn't the first time I've heard this.
Yeah, oh. but they realized right. that with over 250 million AM/FM listeners, I mean, that's just a fact. You
right.
know, your radio,
right.
you know.
That'd be a mistake today.
Sure.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
It would be a mistake. So GM stepped back. Now, listen, I'm petitioning. Maybe we can create a little wrench petition to GM. Bringeth the knobbeth back. I want a knob on my radio. I don't want
well,
push
you
button.
Know, it's interesting you guys say that because in the newer cars, we're starting to see the old-fashioned, well, I can't say the old-fashioned ones, those big old buttons.
They're bringing them back.
Used to have,
really?
They're
yeah.
bringing them back, yeah.
I'm telling
you, know?
Man.
Remember when you used to preset and you had to pull the button out and then pop
you,
it back in? And
exactly.
You were a part right. of the mechano, and this is why you didn't yeah. drink and drive. You couldn't. You had
no.
to focus, man.
No.
You couldn't drink and drive, man. That's what
were,
it was about.
You were like that mad scientist pulling the knobs out, pushing, pulling, and then even the ones where you had to set the choke.
That's, oh, yeah. Where are you going back
well,
now?
Let me tell you. Yeah. Let me tell
you.
Let me tell you
hey,
why.
I learned how to drive on a 63 Ford Falcon.
Wow. All right, Greggy boy. You
so,
look at you go,
you know,
brother.
There you go, man.
I do not see radio disappearing from
no,
our vehicles
so.
For a long
no,
time
no.
because people
no.
still want that local part. They really
no.
do.
No, I'd go to Detroit
yep.
right now. Listen, we can do Wi-Fi radio, right, Steve? I'd go to Detroit right
sure.
now.
Sure. Well, that's
we would,
coming.
I'd go right there in the corner with, yeah. with the Wrench Nation banner, and we would do a Wrench Nation radiothon. We would,
right.
we would like Bruce Springsteen.
Right
he does 4-hour, huh?
Right between the GM towers.
That's it, right
is
there.
Is Lee Iacocca dead yet? We'll get him.
I'm gonna call. I will call Eminem. Eminem, he knows. I got his number. I'll
Eminem,
call him.
He's on 8 Mile.
I call him and he'll
you
come
go,
down.
There you go.
Who's the other guy? Matthew McConaughey with the Lincoln.
Sure, we'll get him.
I'll call Matthew.
You got Matt McConaughey.
Yeah, I'll bring him.
And you got Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. Oh my he's goodness. Good. Kid Rock.
We'll get Bob yeah. Seger like a rock from the 80s.
We got a
got Kid Rock.
We would not, because this is the tradition of a vehicle, means we have at least access to the AM, FM radio. That's the bottom line.
Have to have it.
Got to have it.
Have to have it.
Now, Greg, yeah. before you cut on out of here, we got to know what is the official date that you'll be live in studio, my friend?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
September 28th.
Yeah.
It's 4 weeks.
Right. So
I can't wait. I am so sorry,
you guys, we're going to have a special show. I'm not giving away the surprise of what we're doing. But if you're listening to this on the podcast, you may want to get on over live. You can download 88.7 FM on your phone. It's an app and listen to it live because Greg Buckley's going to be in studio soon.
The Blue Hand himself.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great times, guys. So looking forward to it.
All right, Greg, on, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
We appreciate you, man.
Peace out, everybody. Good
All
job.
Right, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Oh, my goodness. Now, listen, if you're going to go and test drive a vehicle, you better pay attention, all right, whether it has knobs or not. A Virginia woman mistook a standard new car test drive for a demolition derby.
Oh, that's
she
funny.
She took a Mercedes-Benz. She
oh,
had
no.
no clue. I don't know if she was drunk or whatnot, but she literally took a GLE 350 SUV. That it translates to lots of money in a Mercedes. And she test drove it, and she went off the rails, man. She couldn't keep it straight. She got into 5 different vehicles and caused problems, and salespeople were mad and angry, and it was just not a good day. So if you're going to test drive a vehicle, people, slow it down. Pay attention, because you don't want to end up like that. We want to give credit out there to autoblog.com. You can catch that weird automotive news right off of autoblog.com's website.
All right. Thanks to everybody who texted Wrench to 480-655-8870. I just texted back a winner, and the name
yeah,
is...
Yeah, what do we got?
The name is Lisa Lisa Cooper.
Yeah.
And Gilbert.
Lisa Cooper and Gilbert.
Right, Lisa, congratulations.
$100.
We'll get back with you. $100 Cubella gift card. We'll have more next week.
Yes, we will.
Just
yes,
text the word wrench to 480-655-8870. Become a Wrench Posse member and you could win. Frank, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, people. Wednesday at 4 p.m. You guys be safe, hug each other, and always hug a mechanic.